Welcome to this week's Dirt Shed Show, and look at who is. It's
Hiya.
Rich. You've returned. You're a dad.
I am. I am now. Thanks, guys.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I had a little baby boy, little Frederick. Wow. I know. That's why I've been away for a little bit.
Yeah.
But, well, it's good to be back.
We've missed you, but lots gone on.
Yes.
Did you see Rampage while you were
You couldn't
away?
Not see.
You couldn't.
It was everywhere, and it was quite the spectacle and a bit of controversy.
Won it? Well, we talked about it on the show, as you guys know, and definitely the controversy was all over the place.
Yes.
But we've just had this weekend a bit of a weird thing happened. A couple of guys popped along to Brendan Fairclough's line.
And sent it.
And just sent it. And it's made me think, and a lot of people are asking this, were the judges right about Brendan's run?
I know.
I mean, if these two random guys can just turn up and ride it, was it really that hard?
Yeah, I mean, should they be destroying the lines afterwards?
Is this really disrespectful to Brendan?
Yeah, and you know, is it too dangerous?
I mean, it's a weird one, right? So these riders, first one is Nicholas Schmidt.
That's it.
And the other guy, Six Sebi, at Six Sebi on Instagram. Nicholas had something to say about it, to be fair to him. He said it was by far the gnarliest line he's ever rode. Massive respect to Brendog and his team for building it. So a bit of props there. But just because Rampage is about money and fame, it doesn't mean that those lines should not be ridden by anyone else. Controversial. He's just a guy from Germany. He wants to ride his bike and looking for new challenges. He doesn't want to rob anyone. So I guess he kind of can feel where it's going.
Brendog's already been robbed anyway.
Yeah, Brendan's potentially been robbed twice right here. Yeah, and what's amazing is that Nicholas basically bought the bike he rode down there
the day before
for $500. So that's he rode that on a $500 bike.
Yeah.
A good $500 bike, right? Mind. He's got a good deal. So let's get into it. First off, do you think it's disrespectful to Brendan?
I don't think it's disrespectful, no, because it is essentially open land. That's not private land. Anyone can go and ride there.
Mm.
I think, if anything, it's sort of, I don't want to say like a mark of honour or respect that of all the lines, and he was like, that is a sick line. I would like to see if I can do it.
Yeah, I think it's a bit disrespectful to Brendan to ride it this close to the event.
A bit raw, you're thinking?
And I also think, yeah, I mean, it was a raw situation anyway, but I sort of feel like it undermines what we're all celebrating, particularly about Brendan's line, right? It's not about whether and who can ride it. I think it's about the genius and foresight to be able to see that line in the hill, make it with your teammates, and then ride it and trick some of it to add some bells and whistles, which is what Rampage was all about. I mean, I'm saying things I've said before. So I think it is disrespectful. And I sort of want to ask the question, like, should the lines be destroyed afterwards?
Well, yeah, I mean, who would be in charge of destroying them?
Rampage, the guys
Red
who are running the
Red
event.
Red Bull have
yes,
to go back and flatten
them. Them up and they have to build new tracks the next
I guess,
year.
But obviously the thing is that as part of it that these kind of lines transfer over to the following years and stuff, riders work together to build lines together. I 100% see where you're coming from. That like maybe if it was further away from the event.
What about the danger of it? Like, look, these guys have... Rampage is a massive event. They've got all the logistics there, lots of people, all of the communication. They've got medics on every bit of the track.
Yeah.
They've got helicopters ready. Then they go, 2 weeks later, four guys rock up to the same hill and try and do the same thing.
I get it.
No support, no logistics, no kind of situation where they could be, you know, anything could happen. These guys could die.
Granddad, calm down. Look, they're big boys. I'm sure they know what they're doing. Or like, you know, they are grown-ups. They can make their own decisions, right? It's no different to when you go sending it down flipping Whistler on your bike.
Look, I'm a hypocrite.
Or, I know, exactly. Or, you know, think of the train gap in BC or like some of the gnarly, like, off-piste stuff that ride.
I'm actually writing a script at the moment for a video where I'm asking the question and I'm really struggling with it. I'm sort of getting nowhere with it at the moment because is mountain biking too dangerous?
No.
And I tell you what, right? Just recently, we've seen Blake go away on a couple of trips, have a few knocks.
Yeah.
Quite tasty ones.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got Neil at the moment. He's just had a knee op.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a 40-year-old something doing stuff on bikes he should know better about.
Yeah.
Is mountain biking, can it be too dangerous? I look at these guys and I think, oh my God, that's insane.
We'll go flip. So is it too dangerous, or is that just the fault of people riding outside their limits or not understanding the limits or risks they're about to take? If those guys think, and like, if you look at their Instas and stuff, they're not too shabby. They're good riders, right?
So, oh, they're both good riders. Yeah.
So they're going there, obviously, thinking that they can do it. Sometimes happens and you just crash or whatever.
I mean, I know that's the truth.
Yeah.
I know that's the truth. And it's
there
a weird,
are consequences, it's a apparently.
Weird, it's a weird question yeah? for me to ask, but I would be interested to hear what you guys think. Like, when you're out on your ride, this is what the comments are for. Like, do you feel like you're taking a risk? Are you riding within your limit? And if you do take risks, right, and I can't answer this for myself.
Yeah.
Don't know if you can.
I can,
why do you do it?
Because I like to push my limits. So I like to try and progress and better my riding and myself. Mm. That's why I would do it.
Let us know. You know, are you taking big risks? And what are you doing with your riding? I'd be really interested to hear, yeah.
All right.
And I guess the last question is, was it disrespectful to Brendan? I mean, you know, this guy's...
I'm going to add, this is the second time that someone's just gone and done a line shortly after he's built it as well.
Yeah, I mean, so, he must have PTSD after Rampage.
Yeah, I can imagine.
My God, yeah. It's unbelievable. Right, let's keep going with the show. A bit of news?
Yeah, go on then. Here it is.
What's up, everyone? A ton of new releases to get through this week. Let's get started with the new Propane Rage. It's full 29er or mixed wheels thanks to a flip chip, 215mm of travel through the frame, adjustable length chainstays, full carbon downhill machine with updated geometry and plenty of integrated frame protection. One nice touch I like is cable clamps on the exit points of the internal routing on the frame will keep cable rattle to a minimum. The base build will set you back a cent under €4,000, and the build options top out with World Cup Replica Edition, of which 40 are available at just under €6,500. New build kits and colours are available for the Yeti SP162 as they celebrate Richie Rude's fourth overall Enduro Series title. The turquoise and raw carbon collars are joined by a full mustard option, and the new Fox Grip X2 damper will come as standard on T and C series models. FSA have another new wheel set out. The SCI 30 is a carbon rim built onto FSA 6-pull hubs with 28 straight pull aero spokes. Rated for up to 150 kilos, weighing in at around 1,495 grams, and intended for trail biking with light e-biking thrown in, FSA's latest wheel set has a 30mm internal rim width for good compatibility with all of your modern size tyres. $1,250 or €1,149 for those. A couple more new bikes were released this week too. The Transition Sentinel gets some cool updates, including minor geometry changes and internal frame storage on the carbon model. They're dubbing it the Boombox. Carbonor Alloy Dedicated 29er Deep Purple is still on the colour chart, and there are 5 builds available. Next up is the Calibre Bossner. At £1,500, it remains a bit of a bargain for a full-size bike. 135mm travel through the alloy frame, 140 fork, a dropper post, 2 accessory or cage mounts, up-to-date geometry, tidy. Fox have a fresh new clothing drop for the Northern Hemisphere's winter. We've got the lights out already and actually been night riding. Owen did a cheap versus expensive lights comparison over on GMBN Tech. Go and check that one out. But Fox's latest lineup, the Lunar Collection, is designed with those evening to late night rides in mind. There's reflective flashes and extra warmth built into the gloves, pants, jackets and jerseys to keep you toasty as the nights set in, whilst remaining understated and not going full fluoro. The reflective themes even extend to the PureView goggles and SpeedFrain helmet too. Check out the Fox website for pricing. Okay, closing out the news this week, more new wheels actually. MB have released their new M series, a complete set of wheels from XC to downhill. They've got unique front and rear rim shapes, unique front and rear carbon layups, MB's own inner drive hubs, which you can actually tailor the engagement of, and the price has dropped $250 to $2,300, thanks to what MB claim are manufacturing efficiencies. All right, that's my time this week. Back to Rich and Martin.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, good one.
Before the news, we were talking about Blake Sampson. Remember him?
I've heard of him.
Yeah, and Neil Donoghue.
Donoghue?
Yeah, those guys have got some videos out this week, actually.
They do.
Blake and his fun little crash times at the Red Bull race in Genoa.
That's it. Yeah, street race.
That's coming up this week. And also Neil's 40-plus... riding mountain bikes, injuries, and what's next?
Probably more injuries.
I reckon it's an e-bike. I reckon.
Yeah, too right.
Yeah, but some great videos. They do look good.
Right, on with the show.
Yes. Great time to mention the old GMBN shop.
I
want to talk about YouTube memberships. They're one of my favourite things at the moment. Of course, you get your lovely little badges next to your name that evolve over time, which is a nice little touch. And your custom emojis.
Shop discounts?
Shop discounts. Of course, you can be a trail crew or trail boss. But any of those memberships we really appreciate. And I really, really get a kick out of seeing the little badges next to the names in the comments. And of course, you can give us a super thanks. Which is so easy, so simple, and they really do mean a lot. Supporting the channel in any way you can, whether through the memberships, the super thanks, and the store, they are the things that help us make mountain bike videos, and we really, really do appreciate it. You know what time it is now?
What time is it, Mark?
Hexabodges! Loved it. I did a little cup throw and everything.
Yeah, you cup well.
I feel like I over-celebrated that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, right. First one from Robert Lorne. Oh. Rich, tell us about it.
Right, this is Robert's glove dryer made of a damaged brake disc and an old used shift cable. Some brake cable end caps. The bigger the diameter, the brake cable end caps fits two ends of the shift cable. And a piece of chain for a clothespin.
It's great.
Oh, I see. That's really clever, isn't it?
What are you calling that? A hack or a bodge?
It's a bodge,
isn't it?
It's a bodge, but it's a good bodge. Good strong start.
Next up, love this. This is from Tobjorn Lervik, who I'm sure was on the show last week, but I love this. And I think this is something everyone's going to do, right? In your water bottle, when you go out on a ride, half fill it with frozen grapes. Right, so it keeps your water cold, and at the end of it, you've got grapes.
They're essentially frozen, tasty, sugary ice fruit cubes.
Tobjorn, you're a genius.
That's a hack.
That is a hack.
That's a good
one. I love it. I love that one.
Next up, Brian Cohen. I built this as to save his backseat and to securely store our bikes in our car when doing longer trips. It's essentially a pull-out car rack. Like you see in vans and stuff like that. It's really good, that.
They've done a really neat job of that.
That's a heck of a hack.
What
are they winning this week, Mark?
This week, the winner is going to get a GMBN race top.
Ooh.
Although we did discuss last week about giving all hacks and bodges a GMBN race top.
We have... No?
Yeah,
Leo's shaking his head saying no.
No?
You got in trouble for that.
Did I?
Oh, you got in trouble.
Sugar, I thought I would.
It's just one.
We've got to pick one.
I know who I think. Mm. The builder in me says Brian, because that's a wicked rack. I like that. But who are you thinking?
I think congratulations to Tobjorn.
Okay.
You've won a GMBN race top.
I'm sorry, Brian.
Congratulations. Get in touch and we'll get that out to you. The grape idea is brilliant.
You've just chosen a bottle of grapes over someone who's genuinely built something. A bottle of grapes. Just bear that in mind.
But my argument would be, right, that the pull-out rack is great, right, but I feel like more people are going to take on the grape idea that Tobjorn has given us. I pray I'm saying his name right. Tobjorn. It's hard to say. Let us know. Could you write it out phonetically in the comments, please? Because I find it hard to say that name.
Okay.
Right.
Moving on.
Let's not forget to remind guys that we want hacks and bodges coming in for next week. Could be your chance to win a GMBM race top, and it's as easy as putting some grapes in a cup.
It really is. That's the standard.
Take
right
a
now.
Photo, press send. That's what you could do. Right, let's have a look at some things we like this week. Yeah, we've got some good things. This is from Thessa Castano. Did you know this existed?
Nope. It's the ICF World Championships, which I can only assume stands for International Crappy Federation or something like that.
Mate, you can laugh, but
I can't.
We have got to do this. Have got to do it.
Your dog ain't doing that.
No, we're going to have to find a different dog because Eddie would just look at you.
I'm going to
He'd be like, you want a biscuit?
Yeah, all right.
We've got to do it. We've got to find a dog. Have you got a dog? Maybe you guys have got a dog we could borrow. And we're going to go, what do you call it? Dog biking? Dogging? What do you call it? I don't know what you call that.
Bogging. It's bike dogging.
Bike dogging.
Bogging.
Bogging.
Well, okay, I feel like this is something you liked this week. Moving on, this is something I liked, and it's Jackson Goldstone owning it.
Oh my God.
Comes back. absolutely bosses it. An insane clip, just straight lines of section, hops a big stump, owns the race by 16 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I mean, he gets to the finish line and goes, I'll have a coffee, please.
I like how he's like, have you guys thought about doing it like this? Just go much faster and just don't bother doing turns. Go straight through it all.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. It's good to see him back. And then lastly, Mark, what is this?
Oh, my God. So this is like a competition. These crashes are part of a competition to win a £300 certificate. That's it.
I mean, like, £300, 300 quid.
Look at these crashes. They're insane. And the winner's going to get £300 or dollars, maybe. Oh, my God, that guy's head. Jesus, that's so close. There's some horrible crashes. Good luck to the three contestants.
So,
you can go and follow Loose Riders and put a vote in if you watch.
So Mark, is mountain bike too dangerous?
I think it might be.
Oh my
that
God.
That last one's nuts.
I mean, they are all loose. But now it's time for caption contest.
Look at this lunatic.
I've been
this
done
is
over.
Last week's caption contest photo. Happened while you were away, Rich. Sorry about
that. I see this.
Grant 3399 says Rich. Do you want to read
that's
that?
Good one. Yeah. Grant 3399, Rich, after reenacting a scene from one of his favourite movies, Forrest Gump. It's a good one.
This one is from Elricht, and he says, in David Attenborough's voice, make sure Martin's impression is up to snuff, please. Oh, I've got to do an impression. I'm terrible at impressions. And here on the Nature Cam, our patience is finally rewarded as we capture the new father venturing out into the woods. If you look closely, you can see the dead look in his eyes, indicating the toll it's had on him, providing for his mate and the offspring.
Oh my God!
The impression was terrible. It's a fantastic caption.
On the Nature Cam, finally rewarded as we capture the new father venturing out into the woods. If you look closely, you can see the dead look in his eyes, indicating the toll it's had on him, providing for his mate and offspring.
Yeah. How'd you do it? Yeah.
It's a bit gruffer. Yeah, I went a bit Welsh then. Hello, Steve Jones here.
Last
anyway,
one.
That was a very good one.
Sled 5196, who's a super fan.
Nice.
Yes.
Super nice.
Nice one. When you realise Martin wasn't watching your stick trials.
Sick, but good reading.
When you realise Martin wasn't watching your sick trial skills when he said, oh my God, I can't read.
From Sled 5196, who's a super fan, Martin.
Oh, I love
that. He says, when you realise Martin wasn't watching your sick trial skills when he said he was. I mean, you butchered that.
Yeah, I really did butcher it. I'm really, really sorry, Sled. I didn't mean to do that.
Who's winning and what are they winning? Can I choose, actually? And it's really tough, so I'm actually going to give away... Can I give away two prizes?
Stomachs.
Oh, Leo's...
This is two stomachs. I don't think we can. We did get really told off.
We gave one to everyone once, did we?
We can only give away one. I'm getting the don't do it on.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I really like the David Attenborough one, but Grant 3399, Rich, after reenacting a scene from one of his favourite movies, Forrest Gump, this is
joking.
On its way...
You're
that's a good...
Go on.
Go on, this is on its way. Oh, good
caption,
fantastic
stunt mug, brilliant. If you would like to win yourself a stunt mug like that, then send us in your caption for this. Yes.
Great picture as always.
Thank you very much. Yeah, give us a caption and you could be winning.
Right, Martin, what have we got coming up this week?
Well, as we said, we've got Blake's street downhill in Paraguay.
Genoa, but close.
And we've got Neil Donoghue's 40-plus mountain biker injuries and what's next video. That's pretty cool, actually.
That's cool.
Means a lot to Neil, that one. He's put a lot of time into that. And we've also got How to Ride Natural Gaps on the Trail by some dude.
Oh, this guy right here.
Well, you can ride gaps.
I can.
Ride gaps, yeah. So that could work.
That's a good week coming up, isn't it?
Definitely is. We appreciate your eyes on them vids.
Oh, I'm not even looking. Look at that, the irony. Because it is time... For Bike Vault!
Dun, dun, dun!
I know.
First bike this week is from Steve Amber. It's a Commoncel V3 Meta with Olin's, Deity Grips, T-Mac pedals, Copperhead stem.
It's cool.
It's
nice. That's nice for me.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, you're not even thinking it's nice. That's nice. Oh, that's super nice.
That's a super nice. I like that a lot. Next up,
Snapseed Jake. This is his 5010.
Wait, he's got two names. Snapseed Jake, the palm dude.
If you know, you know, maybe. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. This is 5010, Santa Cruz riding the trails up at TT2.
Great picture.
Yeah, it's a cool picture.
So what should we give that? I think that's a ding-dong, isn't it?
Hang on, I'm just reading the rest, you impatient beastie. Fox 36, Cascade Link and the... Yeah, super nice.
You were getting a bit ratty there.
I wasn't. Sorry.
Yeah, you're probably tired, mate. Probably tired. You. Yeah, Mike Behman. Mike Behman is up next with... Oh, that's an Orbea, isn't it? Lovely looking Orbea. Yeah, 2021 Orbea, Occam H30.
Nice.
Still standard, but loving it. Stealth and pretty. Ooh, super nice.
Yeah, I quite like a stealth bike, to be fair. I like that. Oh, Roebearer, that's my local.
Oh,
yeah, get on.
Oh, move on.
No,
next
no
up
get
is
on.
James Padgham.
Is that my local? Roebearer. Yes. Good job, Mike.
You could
Moving
go
on
an Orbea day out.
I could.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd have a mate.
Oh, well, at least I would.
Move on to the next bike.
James Padgham. YT Izzo at the top of the Fungal Road in Aberdeenshire. The Fungal Road.
Ooh, Fungal Road, yeah. Really nice looking bike though. What do you want to call it?
That's super nice. I'm still hyped off the last one.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
Next up, Steve Illingworth.
It's a gate on a gate.
2020 Starling Murmur. You're not a fan?
I'm not, I'll be honest. I'm sorry. That is a bit mean.
Hey, each to his own. Yeah. You know what I mean? Being real. I actually really like them.
But that, you're really saying nice. That because I was just a bit mean.
No, honestly, I'm not. I am actually just doing that. I'm trying to balance the it's nice.
Let's give it...
You can't
nice.
Give that bike a nice, dude. That is a really... That's a handmade steel
I'm
down
not fussed how it's made.
It is a super nice. No one's going to let us get away with not saying that's a super nice. Right. It's not a super nice to us, but it is a super nice. Oh, it's a super nice. Well done, Steve. Next up, James Melliers. Hey, is that a...
It's Cannondale.
Oh, my goodness.
Cannondale with tan wheels as well.
It's a Cannondale... Hang on, can I take this bell back? it's a Cannondale. It's a super nice for sure.
Abby Talbot, N+1 strikes again. New addition to the family. A stunning Trek slash with views over Lake Windermere. In the Lake District. So I like that. That's pretty cool.
Cube1T Gaming sent us in this Pyga. It's South African brand. And I have a custom bike from them. Show off. Well, custom.
Yeah.
From South Africa.
It's non-drive Wait. Side.
Well, do you know what? That's actually good news. Because if it was drive side, it would be a super nice, so we can relax.
Yeah.
And we would have been all super nices if we'd rung that bell.
Haven't we? No, yeah. We started off on a nice.
No, we didn't. You did. I gave it a super nice.
You super nice, sir.
Yeah, it's a super nice. I know what I'm talking about. I've done this before.
That is it. That's the bike vault done. Don't forget, keep sending your bikes in because we do like to see them. It is the end. And do you know what else it's the end for, Martin?
Oh, don't say it.
Yeah. Cameraman Leo, behind the lens there, is leaving us. After 5 years with us, it's been fun. It's been emotional. I've been on many trips with him, including an old Pueblo.
Yeah.
But he's off to pastures new.
It's sad times, but exciting times for Leo.
Yeah, all the best,
so,
mate.
Dude, all the best. Yeah.
And that's it. We'll see you guys probably next week. See ya.